And that is, number five is you must grow. If you don't grow, you die. And number six is you must contribute beyond yourself. Otherwise, your life does not feel fulfilled. Life is not just about me, whoever me is, you or myself. Life is about us. And when you finally get that, then all of a sudden your life takes on a whole new meaning. But I'll tell you, there's a law in the universe, and the law in the universe is very simple. Anything that doesn't grow does what? What does it do? That is a universal law. And here's the other thing. Anything that doesn't contribute is eliminated. That's what evolution does. Anything that doesn't contribute becomes eliminated. I don't care what it is, whether it's an appendage or a species. So if that's true of the universe, it's probably true of your life. So to be fulfilled, you must grow and you must contribute beyond yourself. Now, in meeting these six needs, we've all learned different ways. Everybody finds a way to meet the first four. Not everybody finds a way to meet all six. That's why everybody survives, but very few people are fulfilled. The difference between meeting or not is not can you. Think about it. Can you feel certain right now, no matter what's happening in your life? Can you produce a state of certainty, yes or no?
Yes.
Question again. Can you meet these needs no matter what happens in the world, yes or no?
Yes.
But most people do not. Because most people are hypnotized in believing the only way they meet these needs is by a whole set of rules, some of which make it impossible to ever really fulfill these needs long term. Because some people have beliefs that make it impossible. They think the only way they can ever feel significant is if they make $1 billion. Are there people like that? You bet. Other people have a whole different set of rules because how you feel is not based on the event. It's based upon this model. I mean, think about it. Pain and pleasure come because most people in this room are achievers. So most people in this room have a model of the world called control. It's the most common model in the world. Control. Some people use violence to do this. Listen, if I have no education, no background, no anything, and I want to meet my needs, all I got to do is put a gun to your head. Suddenly, I am significant. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how many people love you. I am significant instantaneously. Suddenly, I am certain that people are going to respond to me with a gun in my hand. Suddenly, I got variety because in this moment, I've never been here before. God only knows anything can happen. I got some excitement. I'm alive. Remember that alive I talked about jumping out of the plane? Also comes with people when they're about to do something violent or in the middle of something like that. Right? What else happens? I'm connected to you, baby. You're connected to me intimately with violence. Right? That's why violence has always been with us and it always will be. I don't say that as a negative, as a non-optimist. I say it because it's a way to meet all human needs that requires no education, no background, and very little effort. Now, of these six needs, I should mention something to you. People tend to find one need that they make more important than all the rest because they believe subconsciously, if I meet that, I can meet all the rest. Some people are certainty freaks. Some people are significance freaks. Some people are love freaks. Some people are contribution freaks. Some are growth freaks. Some are variety freaks. And whichever one you pick is shaping your destiny. One of the most significant things that's going to happen in the next few days is some of you may choose to value those needs in a different order of importance, and that would change your life more than anything you've ever done in your lifetime.